There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Shrutes has been looking into the travel market over the last couple of days. And there's been some really, I mean, it's no big surprise, there's a lot of research out there at the moment, a lot of articles doing the rounds with regards to our trends at the moment, the preferences. There's all sorts of deals when it comes to getting away over the summer months. But some interesting trends as well from the UAE. What did you find?
Yeah, according to Hotels.com, there's a report that says two-thirds of millennials in the UAE, that's 74%, say a destination's cuisine is their biggest deciding factor when they pick where they're going on holiday. Special offers take 16%, beautiful beaches is 51%, and the shopping scene is 20%.
That makes for some really interesting reading, this particular survey. Hotels.com, Tasty Travels report also revealed that posting Instagrammable food is more important than posting pictures of their friends to many young travellers, the former beating the latter by 74% to 30%. Good news in the survey for budget food offerings also. 37% of UAE millennials prefer dining at street food options compared to 17% at Michelin-starred restaurants. And they're more than one-third, as Shrutes was saying, of UAE travellers, that they're more likely to go on a relaxation holiday as opposed to a sports or adventure trip or city break. To crunch these numbers for us today, we're joined live on the line by travel journalist Stephen Bond, who joins us this morning on the agenda. Good morning to you, Stephen.
Good morning, Tom. How are you doing?
Not too bad. Let's get your thoughts on some of these numbers that are coming through as a result of these collated surveys. Let's start with the foodie destinations as well. Top line on this one, almost three quarters of UAE millennials choose travel location based on food options. Is that true?
Yeah, well, you know what? I do find this fascinating because this is a global report by Hotels.com. And okay, we're talking about UAE millennials here, but what they've done is they've compartmentalized this through a load of different regions. So we've got Aussies, 69%, American travelers, 60%. These are all in the millennial bracket, of course. But we're seeing a greater number for the UAE. We're seeing 74%, which is actually more than two-thirds. So I'm kind of been pondering why there's a greater number here, and I can only think that, you know, the social media penetration in the UAE is even higher than these other markets. So we're seeing an even greater number of UAE millennials willing to travel for food. And I do, you know, I'm not surprised whatsoever because, you know, we've got a really interesting demographic here where the people are more kind of glued to their phones and are more willing to travel. There's a kind of bit of an unfair cliche perhaps that most Americans don't have passports, but we've got, you know, seven flights a day from Dubai to Bangkok, and I think that, you know, there is a greater prevalence here of people wanting to get outside and travel and have these experiences. And we do have cuisine here from all over the world, but I think we both know, Tom, that the real thing is not quite what you would get in a restaurant. You know, it's a different experience when you're actually at a destination.
Can we read into this as well? If we take it that millennials are good travellers, they want to take advantage of deals, they want to travel as much as they can, but equally they're very in touch with the digital age, the gig age that we're living at the moment. If Instagrammable food is as important as the survey suggests, is travelling further afield to get that perfect shot of authentic cuisine part and parcel of the thinking?
I would say so, yeah. I mean, I actually wrote down in my notes here, I said traveling for food is nothing new, and I was racking my brain. I was thinking, well, where did it all begin? And I was going back to my GCSE history knowledge, and I remember talk of Francis Drake coming back from the New World with a potato and thinking, you know, it's not very glamorous, is it? And there's a famous Blackadder sketch where, you know, they're all taking bites out of this thing and it's the most ugly thing in the world. But it changed the world. And then maybe if he had Instagram, he would have just posted it online instead. But, you know, we've come a long way since then. And I think there's this kind of one-upmanship culture, isn't there, when it comes to social media. There's you know, one-upping your friends and actually trying to get to the source and the destination and kind of get that dopamine hit where we get more likes than our friends. And I think doing that, you know, on location is sort of, you know, a bit better than going down to Spinneys or, you know, a five-star hotel in Dubai and trying to replicate the experience. What's interesting, though, is I get all these press releases in my inbox, and I see hotels trying to kind of replicate these experiences with these, you know, street food market type brunches and things like that. So it's amazing how we've come full circle, and we're trying to replicate, you know, the streets of Saigon or Bangkok in downtown Dubai. So it's kind of this cyclical thing. It's quite remarkable.
I just want to get your thoughts on this Hilton survey as well about over a third of us UAE travellers or travellers from the UAE seeking that little bit of relaxation as well. This one sort of took me surprise, because I thought again about the fact that there was a rise in responsible tourism and eco-tourism, but also in sports and adventure tourism. We've seen that in recent times. Are we going back to that old thing that, you know, people work long hours here, and when they come around to their summer holes, they come to, they just need a bit of me time, a bit of relaxation, a bit of downtime?
Well, yeah, we all kind of travel for different reasons. I think, you know, it's one of the problems about anything to do with millennials, hashtag millennials, is that the danger is we sweep everyone into one broad category. You know, I saw a headline yesterday. It was just like, will millennials be, you know, keen to get into government and politics? And it's like, well, you're talking about a whole generation of people. So I think the risk is we kind of talk about millennials as if there's like this hive mind of everyone thinking and operating the same way. But of course, there are trends, and it's just that, you know, generational trends are nothing new. But, you know, we all know Dubai in the summer, that there is, you know, there are certain traits of the summer here. I'm a pasty Welsh boy, so I'm kind of acutely aware that I need to escape a little bit. Well, I do have a great time here in the summer, but I'm looking forward to going to the Philippines and enjoying the monsoons in a couple of weeks.
Jealous.
So yeah, I think we all have our reasons, and I think something that comes up time and time again for our magazine, Destinations of the World News, is that we have a view on classic luxury, you know, your classic five-star experience, but more and more, even these big hotel brands, your Ritz-Carlton's, your Marriott's, are understanding that, you know, it's about kind of bespoke travel experiences. That's something that's going to be coming up at the next Arabian Travel Market, is kind of the curation of travel to basically kind of match a luxury experience with a unique experience. I think what, coming back full circle with food, we were talking about just a few moments ago, is, you know, getting something that's a bit unique and a bit different and wanting to get something out of the ordinary. And now brands are trying to match out of the ordinary experiences with traditional travel.
Stephen Bond, always lovely to catch up with you. All the best with your summer holes in the Philippines, and we'll catch up when you get back.
Sounds great.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.